This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And welcome to Lay Link with Basha and Tian. We are coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia, and you can send us a text on 0427JOY949 or an email at onair@joy.org.au. Basha, how are you going?
I'm going well. How are you?
I'm very well this week.
That's great.
I'm full of magical beans, one might say. Not really.
I was going to say not the other beans, please, because I don't need to hear that. Our listeners don't need to hear that either.
Wait, what kind of beans are you talking about? I don't want to know.
The baked variety.
I don't want to know. Okay, so, you know, we're here.
We are. I think so. Last time we checked. Yeah.
Are we lesbians?
I don't know. I think so. Maybe. Ticked the box as we walked in the door, so I think so.
There was a box.
Yeah, it was a box.
We had to tick it?
We had to tick a box.
Wow, I missed
Which
out.
Which box? Okay. Mm. Oh, God. What did we do there?
I don't know. Oh, dear. All right. Let's get some music going in here because we like to have a bit of a party, don't we?
Yeah, a bit of background music's always nice.
A bit of background music, yeah. Keep it rocking on, eh? What did we do on the weekend? What did you do on the weekend? I haven't asked. Oh, Friday.
I watched tennis.
You watched tennis. You love your tennis, don't you?
It was the last weekend. It was the finals. You had to watch.
Who won?
Not that you did.
I have no interest in tennis. Who won? What happened? Was it exciting? Was there grunting? You said the match was going to be a screamer. Was it a screamer?
It wasn't, actually.
Oh, what's...
It was actually a disappointing match, but I didn't actually watch that match. I was doing other things on Saturday evening. I went and saw the Elmo documentary and then I went and had a few drinks in a very, very straight bar.
A very, very straight bar.
Oh. There was a bridal party there. I was sitting there going, do I go and attack the bride-to-be and just, you know, have a bit of fun?
Attack. Interesting choice of words.
They were very bored. They were just standing around doing nothing. And I'm thinking, sweetie, it's your last night of freedom. Have some fun. And they just stood there and then they went from one part of the bar to the next part of the bar. And they stood there for another 10 minutes.
That was their entertainment.
I'm thinking, at least go to a strip club or go and do shots or something. Their mothers were the most entertaining of the group. The mother of the bride was the one that was having the most fun. She was at least trying to get her groove on.
Yeah, but the mothers always are the most fun. That's the thing. Because, you know, they're old. They're having a bit of a fun time. They really let their hair down, get a bit trashy, fall over, lose their heels.
Yeah, the girls should have probably let their skirts down because they were very, very, very short.
I thought you meant something else.
No. When you can see too much, ladies, no, it's not good. Leave some mystery in it.
Just a bit of mystery.
Or at least don't bend down.
Ooh. Okay.
What did you do?
I went on an adventure.
That's right.
I did. I went to Mount Macedon up that way.
And how was the check-in?
The check-in, yes. Well, we were talking last week on the show about the fact that I felt like I had to come out.
A few weeks ago, but anyway.
Yeah, and anyway, right? I felt like I had to come out to the woman there that owned the place. And I think it sort of spoke for itself by the time we got there, and she was all right. She sort of hesitated a bit and lost her train of conversation when she saw Nat walk outside, but... It was good value.
Yeah, see.
So it was all right. But it was the bonus was that when we got there, they weren't there. So we kind of checked ourselves in. It was okay.
How does one check oneself into a hotel?
Well, it wasn't a hotel.
Or
it was cabins. And she left the key in the door for us. Yeah.
Oh, that's really secure.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah, the spiders were the best part. There were so many spiders. See, I haven't seen a huntsman. There was a huntsman. I haven't seen, and now I have. There you go. We've just lost all our listeners who are scared of spiders.
Sorry, ladies.
Okay. No, there was a huntsman on the window on the second night we were there. Huge. I've never seen anything like it. Scared me to death. And you know, it's a big spider when the whole body of it's sort of whitey brown colour, and you get to the end, and it's got black tips on the ends of its legs.
And did you kill it?
No, it was outside. So we tapped the window a bit, and we got really close to it and freaked ourselves out, and that was it.
Okay, so you probably should have had me there that I'd actually have killed it for you, like I did the other day at your house.
Yeah, well, we would discuss this, and we decided mutually that that would be bad because it would make a crunch if we killed it. It's too big.
That's the whole fun part. You smash your shoe against it, you hear the crunch.
It was big enough to be classed as an animal, not just a spider. Do you know what I mean? No?
Yeah.
Yes? maybe.
Like a small chihuahua.
Yeah. Let's not get on to the animal cruelty, shall we?
So what exactly did you do on your weekend away?
Okay. Well, on Saturday, we went on a three-hour-long trail ride.
A trail ride?
I have bruises from this trail ride.
Really? Yeah, that's what you'll say, yeah.
Okay. No, I do. I have bruises. And my ass has only just gotten back to normal from the trail ride, okay?
I love how you include that, from the trail ride.
Yeah, well, I don't want to give anyone the wrong idea.
You've given us all the wrong idea just from the sheer fact that when you said bruises and my ass, everyone went to the wrong spot.
It was a very rough ride.
I can imagine it was. I think the show before was giving you a bit of tips on what to do in that...
Let's not. All right.
And what else did you do?
On Sunday, I went to this really cute place in Bundoora called Cooper Settlement, and they had lots of farm animals. They even had emus, which aren't really farm animals unless you're like on a farm in the middle of nowhere. But anyway, and that was really cool. I enjoyed that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my story.
So that was your weekend.
And it was blooming hot.
Blooming hot.
Well, I feel like I've been in the bush now, so I'm going to start saying all the, you know, blooming and stuff.
Oh, yeah, so you'll be all
the flaming crows.
You're real ocker.
I do that really.
Get your
well,
ocker
though.
On. You do that well.
It's my bogan.
Yeah, your bogs. Get your bogs on.
Anyway, we do have a couple of shout-outs to do.
We do.
Well, Sally and Aurel, for starters.
Yes, ladies, hello.
We love to give them a shout-out. And Andy, if he's listening this evening, we'll give him a bit of a shout-out.
And Deanna, if we freaked you out with the spiders, we're sorry. You can start listening again.
Yes, please tune back in. And, of course, our dads.
Yeah, hey, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, respective dads.
Please tune out of the show at about 1:45 because I'm going to start talking about my vagina again.
Okay.
Sorry, Dad. Okay.
I don't think my dad wants to hear about your vagina either, so you might want to tune out as well, Dad.
One big shout-out that I want to give to the Dragon City Derby Dolls. They're Bendigo's very own roller derby team. Did you know that?
I didn't, but I do now.
You do now. And a big shout-out to Joe and Kim, part of the roller derby team. They're very lovely lesbo friends of mine that are up there.
Lesbo friends.
They've had a pretty good weekend, I've heard. They won a match.
That's always good.
Yeah.
We have another shout-out.
We do?
Yeah. Cian was at the Hall & Oates.
The Hall and Oates with Ms. Laura.
She was. Mm. And yes, she's saying that, she had a lot of fun. My Hall and Oates were at Hall and Oates, yes.
Her Hall and Oates were at Hall and Oates. Yeah, so she's just sent us a text, I assume.
She has.
Or are you?
Which started with, oops, my boobs.
Oh, lovely.
So that's how I know it's the end.
Yeah, well, she always talks
Thanks,
about
Mousy.
Her boobs. Anyway, so a bit, just, you know, we love to take up a bit of time here, but I did notice not the last Efring Dykes Post blog that has come out, but the one before that, Miss Krista Burton was talking about makeup blunders.
Actually, it was in the last one.
No, another one came out just this morning.
Oh, did it?
Yes.
And I didn't, oh my God, I didn't see it, because the last one took you about a week before you realised that.
I know.
And I'd read it and you were like, what? And
no,
I'm like, it's been on there for a week.
Well, when I wake up in the morning, I check Facebook like it's a newspaper, like a lot of people do, and I noticed that there was a new post that had popped up.
Yeah, see, I have it on my phone and I see the new picture, and that's how I know that she's put up a new post. It's like, aha!
Maybe I should check. Maybe I'm lying. Who knows? Anyway, so, she was talking about makeup blunders and that she had gone to the art shop and put some glittery.
Yeah, it was like
stuff.
The kitty glitter stuff on her,
glitter,
yeah, which you know is going to be a disaster, because if that gets in your eye, you're going to be blind.
And I did notice, and I wanted to talk about this, because I did notice that in a previous post of hers, she'd done the same thing with a Sharpie, and putting a Sharpie pen on her lips as red lipstick, and same reaction.
Does this
Why
woman not own lips? Like, maybe she's wanting I think Maybelline needs to get in touch with her or something, you know?
Well, apparently she'd gone and bought this, you know, awesome, great lip stain, and she figured it's the same thing as a Sharpie, so she decided to use...
It's so not.
Know. No, it's not. It's definitely not. And
she would have been better using, like, food dye.
You can imagine how much that would have hurt. The itching and the burning and ow. Awful.
Sorry, my head went to... Sorry. Oh,
don't.
My God. You just...
Oh, you're
don't.
Terrible.
Oh, my God. My head went to the wrong spot.
Oh.
Sorry.
My head went there too, but I didn't say anything.
I didn't say anything.
You
I
gave
just,
me the look.
I gave you the look.
You gave me the look.
You were talking about burning red lips. I'm sorry.
Basha does a look. She doesn't look. Sometimes it's a good look, sometimes it's a dodgy look.
I do not do dodgy looks.
You do dodgy looks. You do them really well. Anyway, does anyone out there have any makeup blunders that they'd like to share? Or maybe just a general makeup horror stories that they'd like to share? Because I find them highly amusing. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. I think one of my favourites, Basha, was in the 90s when I was a teeny bopper. I loved wearing the blue eyeshadow.
Blue and the dark lipstick.
And the really super dark burgundy lipstick.
Oh, yeah. the hot. The prostitute look.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I never did the whole huge 15. Heavy makeup.
No, never.
No. Okay, so, I used to perform as a teenager. Like, we used to sing, so we had to wear makeup to sing. And we used to laugh because our teacher would make us wear, like, really heavy blue eyeshadow and bright red lipstick so that people in the audience could see our mouths moving because, of course, singers, you know. Anyway, we didn't have, like, big screens and things like that. And so we, you know, used to say, oh, get the prostitute blue lipstick out and, you know, all the makeup. And we used to hate it.
Sexy.
And yeah, you have to all the dark foundation on your face and then you'd break out for a week.
I always love seeing
those. And so
those,
I never did it. After that, I was like, they scarred me for life for that heavy, heavy makeup. It was like, I'm not doing it. So I always did the quite subtle, delicate. But I could just see you doing the blue and the red.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I rocked it.
What colour was your hair at the time?
I was just about to share. It was brown, mousy brown with blonde tips.
Was this the dreads stage of your life or
no,
not?
No, that was pre-dread.
Pre-dreads.
Pre-dread.
Okay.
The dreads were red.
My God.
Yes. Fire engine red.
Okay.
Yeah.
You
can't picture it,
can't picture it because when I look at you, I just can't. I know. You've told me that. And I saw one, but they're just not very good photos. You have to find me better photos because I just can't picture it.
Well, I've got one and I'll share it with you, maybe dreads. It's very funny.
Good.
It's a bit different. But I look all right, though. But I've since had a lot of people say to me, oh, you look better with short hair. Which is kind of like them saying, I hated your haircut before, stick with the one you've got now. Which is a little bit insulting, don't you think?
Sort of. See, that's what I did on Saturday. I spent 5 hours in the hairdressing.
You did.
Thing, so
your
yes.
hair's looking very spiffy, by the way.
Thank you.
I didn't
so,
like
yes.
it.
5 hours. It was just a lot.
How can anyone spend 5 hours? Anyway.
I was just not impressed.
All right, we're going to do some ads in a song. If you'd like to share with us, please send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. You are listening to Basha and Tian with Leilink on Joy. Hello, Basha.
Hello, Tian.
How are you going?
Good.
Did you like that song?
It was interesting. I've never heard it before.
It's Take Care, Drake featuring Rihanna.
Well, there you go.
I love it.
I've just heard it now.
I'm not going to lie. I've had it on repeat for most of this week.
Okay. I figured as much because you were singing along to it. So I figured you sort of had heard the song before. Just a little indication.
It's
but, you know.
Song, though. I really enjoy it. Anyway, we
Sally
have some
is saying hi. So, hey, Monkey.
Hi, Monkey.
Yes, we love you too. And Andy.
Oh, hi, Andy.
Our trusty friend Andy's back.
I hope they heard our shout out.
Yeah.
I wanted to preempt. I like to get a bit of preempting in there, you know.
It's a bit of fun.
It's all right. I'm getting that ocker back again.
It's all right. Yeah.
I'm worried.
Yeah, see, I can't do the ocker. It's because you went out into the country.
Okay, so we wanted to talk a little bit about house guest etiquette because I've had quite a few house guests in
the
last...
Yeah, you sort of have a drop-in house.
I do have a drop-in house. We've talked about my drop-in house before, the fact that I always have people over and I'm always cooking or doing something with lots of people coming around. And we wanted to talk a little bit about house guest etiquette. Didn't we?
Yes, because you were telling me about a story about a recent house guest who came to spend an evening with you. And what did she tell you?
Okay, well, it was bedtime and we were all tucking in for the evening.
How cute.
Yes.
And you had your little milk and cookies?
We had. It was very homely.
Aww.
And my lovely house guest very politely asked that if I was going to be having sex, if I could please keep it down. Yeah, okay, we have a very small apartment.
You do. But that's sort of a bit, like, I get that, but okay. I think that's a bit rude.
I
but,
thought it was
yeah.
amusing. I just said, you know what, we're not sex-crazed monkeys. I'm sure we'll be fine.
We're not screamers or something, cute.
I am a screamer, but no, we don't need to talk about that. no, but I just thought,
Your
you know,
dad just tuned out right now.
Oh, sorry, Dad. No, but, you know, I just really thought that that was an interesting thing to say.
It is.
I don't think she would have said it if she didn't feel comfortable, and I'm very close to her, so it was, you know, it wasn't an issue for me. But I just sort of wanted to start off talking about what do you do when you're the guest and what don't you do when you're the guest? So,
I have people coming to my house, as in visiting, sorry, didn't mean the pun there, I clean the house.
Go on.
I know, sorry, that was very bad.
That was terrible.
I know. I clean the house to make sure it's nice and everything's perfect, and then I put little cute blankets or, you know, a little towel on their bed so it's all nice and all cute. So it makes it sort of look like a bit of a hotel.
Yeah, see, that's nice. That's nice.
And if I have little lollies in the house, then I do put one on the pillow and stuff and just do little cutesy things.
Maybe pushing a little too far. Anyway.
Well, everyone likes a little chocolate on their pillow at night.
But before bed, you've just brushed your teeth. Unless you're having one of those
mint chocolates.
But they're
coming as they walk into the room, so they see that the towels are there and there's a little chocolate. I don't put it before they go to sleep.
I think I need to come stay at your house.
But yeah.
I do need to meet your dad. He does hear me every Thursday.
I know. It feels like you're already in the house as it is. So that's I clean the house, but you clean the house too, don't you?
I do. I clean top to bottom. I like things to be tidy. It's very important to me because my home is my castle.
Your castle?
My castle. And, you know, I like to present it very well to the people who come over to visit. People that aren't you and aren't Nat, because I don't care if you guys see my dirty dishes and my laundry all over the place. That's fine.
Dirty underwear, yeah, it's great.
No. Now, come on. I don't wear underwear. No, I'm kidding.
Your dad just tuned out again.
He's getting a good run tonight, isn't he?
I know.
But I think it's very... It's very important to have a clean house, and, you know, a clean house is a clean mind, or it tries to be.
I was going to say, in your case, then what's wrong?
Very funny.
Yeah. The other thing I find that you do when you get a house guest is you run through, like, problems in the house. So let's say your shower's a bit funny, or there's a door that doesn't close properly.
Yeah.
Or something. You try and give them a rundown of, oh, by the way, we've been living in this house for like 10 years. We don't mind, but these things you may worry about, like the door doesn't close, or just so that they don't freak out.
I
think they've broken something.
With the shower, it's like turn the hot all the way on, turn the cold all the way on, and let it sit for 2 minutes. It's a waste of water, but you won't get scalded and die. I told you,
just get a new shower head. Get rid of that water-saving one.
I know.
Bunnings. Hello, lesbians. Bunnings. You said you love Bunnings.
I
hate Bunnings.
I've got to change a shower head. I know. But
just go to Bunnings.
Can we go to Bunnings this week? Okay. All right. One of the other things I always do is when I have a guest, I always cook a meal. So even if they're going to stay for like a couple of nights, like I always cook a dinner. And because I love to cook, and I think it's important everyone, you know, stands around and has a big dinner together. I think that's important.
Yeah, no, that's always nice.
Because, you know, bringing food together and bringing people together, and you can sit there and have that meal and just be thankful for, you know, having people in the house.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I don't mind going out, especially if they've come from overseas or something, then you take them out somewhere.
Yeah.
You don't want to have them in your house all day. But
yeah. But it's always important to have one main meal.
Yeah.
In the house, I think, yeah.
Because I have a lot of people who come and visit me from Europe, so they've sort of been travelling around. And they sort of miss home-cooked meals, so they'll at least get one home-cooked meal,
yeah.
And then we
See,
go hit the
cool.
town.
That's cool, because you want to, like, you know, spread it out. Anyway, all right, if you've got... we want to know, you know, what do you do if you've got people visiting? Do you have any little strange things? I'm curious, because I'm really nosy like that. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. You're listening to Basha and Tian with Leilink on Joy.
Interesting song.
That was Ask Back Home. I'm not kidding. The song's called Ask Back Home. Gym Class Heroes featuring Neon Hitch. That was a dubstep electro remix that I just grabbed off YouTube because I really like the song, but I thought it would be a bit better if it had a bit of a crunch and bounce to it.
Yeah, because I saw the song list this week and I went, I don't know most of this stuff. I was like, yay.
It was, you know what, I really felt very restricted the last 2 weeks doing our little 90s reminder playlist. And there were so many cool songs that I was thinking of and I felt very restricted. It was
Well, we've got
sad.
A message from Berlin in Germany.
Diana
and Helena are saying hello, that they listen to our show as they go to work.
Oh, that's
and
lovely.
That yeah, they think the show's great.
Oh, hi guys.
Keep doing the good stuff. And yeah, they love us, so that's great.
That's really great. Thank you, ladies. Cool. Thank you very much. So, yes, you are listening to Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link, and we're on Joy 94.9. We're coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia, and we would love you to send us a text, as Diana and Helena just have, on 0427-JOY949, or you can send us an email at onair@joy.org.au.
Now, I somehow think they sent us an email.
They sent us an email.
I presume so, because it's from Germany. It'd be quite pricey to send a
text. How much that would cost, just out of curiosity.
Probably a dollar or something, but, you know, still.
That's not that bad. We're getting off track.
So, house guest etiquette.
Yes, we're talking about house guest
etiquette.
So, what's
the worst experience you've had as being a house guest?
Worst experience of being a house guest. I would have to think about it. So, what's yours?
I went and stayed with some family or distant family in Europe. And they sort of gave me food poisoning.
Awkward.
Okay, they didn't give me food poisoning. They fed me food that I'm allergic to and I shouldn't eat.
Right.
And I didn't want to be rude. And I know that they're not very...
So you ate it anyway.
So I ate it anyway. And I didn't want to say no because, yeah, I thought that was wrong. And these people don't really have a lot of money and stuff. So I didn't want to sort of say, can I have something else? Anyway, so I ate this food and pretty much all that evening I sat on my bed in a fetal position, nearly crying because I had such bad stomach cramps and I was in such agony thinking, how can I go and throw up in an apartment when their bedroom is right next to the bathroom? They're going to hear me and they will know that they've effectively killed me. And so, yes. So is it okay to throw up or is it not okay? Is it bad to say? Yeah, so that was my worst experience of being a house guest.
That is awful.
I know.
I can't imagine, seriously. And having to hide it too.
Well, I didn't want to let them know because these people are very nice and they were an elderly couple and they were... Because I was going to an airport and their house happened to be near the airport. I didn't know how to fly back to where I was going. And I just ended up at this supposed family and, yeah, and I just was in their house and it was like, yay, okay, I don't know who you are, but we're family, cool. And I just didn't want to be rude. And so I ate this food and then I felt very, very sick.
Oh,
but
dear.
What are you going to do?
I think probably one of my weirdest experiences ever was I was staying at a person's house who I can't name or even slightly refer to and came across a sex toy. That was awkward for me.
Yeah, but you're a snoop.
I am a snoop, but I wasn't snooping in this instance. Well, I was snooping a little bit, but not a lot. I walked
what
into
is
a
not
bedroom.
A lot?
I walked into a bedroom
and
to
they
go
were
into
using
a
the
bar.
No, oh.
No. Oh, spare me, please. No. I walked into the bedroom to go into the bathroom, which was adjoining, to get something. And lying on the bed, lo and behold, was Big Purple saying hello.
Okay.
Yes. It was really awkward.
That could have been awkward.
And, I mean, what do you do? Because they're going to know you went in there.
Is it the only bathroom in the whole place?
No, but it was like an adjoining bathroom to the master bedroom. And then, yeah, like I could have used the other bathroom, but I wanted something out of that bathroom.
You just pretend you never saw it. That's what I do.
But
ignorance is bliss.
Right there.
No, you just pretend you never saw it. And, you know, see, that's your problem, but you're a snoop. See, I'm not a snoop, so I don't find weird and wonderful things in people.
I do love to snoop in people.
Because I don't open people's cupboards and stuff. I don't care.
I'm really bad as well. Like, I clean. Like, I'll always clean where I'm staying. That's the other thing that I've found is I always clean. Like, I stayed at my dad's place. My dad lives in Tamworth. Stayed at his place a while back, and I cleaned his laundry. I was feeling very uneasy the first couple of days I was there.
You cleaned the laundry as in the clothes or the room?
The whole laundry.
As in the room?
Yeah.
Or you did his washing?
Everything.
Okay, you did it. Okay, fair enough.
I did the washing. I cleaned up. I stacked.
Nice.
I reorganized.
But that's your dad. It's different when you're staying with your family. It's when you're staying with strangers. Like when I'm staying with friends or thing, I do like to try and return the room to somewhat of a stage that I got it in. So I will make the bed, make sure that I take my towels to wherever the hamper is or something. You know, don't leave goo in the bathroom, you know, like
goo,
you know, like the toothpaste, you know, some people leave toothpaste on the sink,
which I hate.
I'd never do that, you know, make sure everything looks nice and clean, you know, and that's good.
Well, we did this past weekend. We went away and the woman that owns the cabins where we were staying was quite shocked that I had cleaned, because I very firmly believe in leaving things as you found them. So I always go around and I'll clean and tidy and make sure everything's okay. And I took the rubbish and put it out the front and, you know, I made the bed and I tidied up the bench and, you know, the girlfriend did the dishes. And, you know, it was really good. Like, it was all tidy
very
and
very domesticated of you.
Yeah, anyway, so we did this and we tied it up. But she was really shocked. She couldn't believe that we'd actually tidied. And I thought that was really interesting because
most people would have left it as a disgusting mess.
But I don't think that's right.
I always wash the things before. Like, if I'm staying at that kind of a place, I'll wash everything before I use it.
Oh, God, thanks. Thanks. I didn't think of that before. Now I'm thinking about it.
I'm so sorry, but think about it.
Okay. Oh, no, don't tell me to think about it.
You don't know about
it.
You don't know what if the people before you have not cleaned. I don't care about the people who come after me. I want to know that when I'm picking up a fork or a knife that I haven't got six other people who's used it.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For that. That's lovely. What's your worst experience or weirdest experience of being a house guest? Please send us a text.
What's the weirdest thing you found or discovered about people you were staying with?
That could be bad.
Big
that
purple.
Bad.
Now, you were going to give us an update.
I'm giving you an update now because last
Dad's
week...
Dad's tune out, please.
Yeah, Dad, tune out. We talked about two very exciting projects which we'd come across. One of them was 101 Vagina and the other one was 5 and 5. So you're going to give us a 5 and 5 update soon as well.
But, yes, after a song.
After a song. But first, we're going to talk about 101 Vagina. Now, this lovely man, Philip, I don't know how he'd like to pronounce
Philippe.
It.
Philippe. Werner.
Had, what?
Werner.
He's German.
Yeah.
Right. So, I emailed him, and I was terrified.
Not as terrified
the
as
email,
he was.
The email that I wrote was subject line, my vagina. I made a time with him. He was very nice. He actually called me as well, and we had a quick chat. I was at work, so I couldn't really chat for very long. Unfortunately, I was on my lunch break, though, so that worked out well.
I was going to say, because you don't want to be having that conversation in the workplace.
In the workplace. Awkward.
Mm. Yeah, because it's not as awkward as opening up his website
or
in the workplace.
Big purple.
Yeah.
Now, it was very interesting. He's very keen to come on our show, so I'm really excited.
He's very keen to come on our show?
No, don't. Don't. You dodgy everything up.
I'm sorry, but you said it. I'm like, what?
Terrible.
I'm sure. Yes.
So not next week, but the week after, I'm hoping to get him in here with a spa shirt to have a talk about vaginas.
Great. So he can give us a detailed
You can imagine. He's
experience.
Seen a lot by now.
He has. He's seen at least 60 by now.
That's a lot of
That's
vaginas.
The ones he's photographed.
I reckon I've probably seen that many too. Like on porn and stuff.
I was going to say, because your dad's now freaking out.
Sorry, Dad.
Yes.
Anyway, so yes, I did have one little freak out midweek, though, is I have a tattoo, Basha.
Yeah, I remember you mentioning this.
I have a tattoo.
You either cover it up or Photoshop it,
well,
I guess.
Yeah, it's on my thigh and it's quite recognisable and I can't believe that I actually didn't think about this when I first decided to do the 101 Vagina project because...
Well, that would have made it easier to find you in the book.
I know. That's not what I want to happen because, you know, it's supposed to be anonymous and that would make it not anonymous.
The dedication to joy in our show would have not given that away. But anyway, yes.
Yes, I did decide that I would ask him about that and I did ask him and he was willing to Photoshop my tattoo. I don't want him to Photoshop anything else. I'll let it all hang out. Ew. No. Sorry, that's not what I mean.
Oh.
Okay. TMI.
Rewind. So, I can't. No. I can't. No. Thank you for that.
Are you going to start asking for help again? It's too funny. All right. No. Okay, so he's going to Photoshop out my tattoo. So,
okay.
You know, crisis averted in that.
Yeah, he can't Photoshop your bits because that's the whole point.
His
bush confidence and bits confidence.
Because I love my bush and I wouldn't want him to Photoshop anything to do with my bush. That's fine.
And
but
your
the
bits.
Tattoo and the bits. But the tattoo is, that's something that people can recognise me by and I'm not okay with that.
That's fair enough. That makes sense.
But I still don't know what my vagina wants to say to the world in the book because I can put something in there that my vagina wants to say to the world.
Well, don't tell us because then we'll know it's you because then it defeats the whole purpose of hiding the tattoo because it'll be like, oh, that's what she said on our show and there it is. So we know which one. So, yes, they may not know your face.
But they'll know my bush. Interesting thought, that one. I don't really want to expand any more on this, but
all right, let's just
I am
go to another.
Excited.
Oh, you want to go to? Do you want to continue? Yes.
Well, I'm very excited about this. I'm going to go on Monday and get my bits photoed.
Yeah, and I'm not going.
You're not. No.
No, I have no intention of being anywhere near there. No,
I
don't want to be there.
That'd just be a bit weird for me, I think.
Yes, that would be.
It'd be bizarre.
Now we have a message from Ellie. She's saying thanks for keeping her company on the train home after a good night out.
Aww.
You're welcome.
Hi, Ellie. We're glad to keep you company.
We're happy to keep you company.
I'm glad you're keeping us company.
Hopefully there's no dodgy people on the train.
Hopefully. Have a safe journey home.
Yes, have a safe journey.
You're on Leylink with Basha and Tiana Joy. And you're back on Leylink with Basha and Tian. Basha, you've got something very exciting to share with us.
Is this events or...?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Sorry, just like I'm thinking, what? Put me on a spot.
That's
there.
So exciting.
It is. This weekend, people, it's the Australian Beach Volleyball Championships at St Kilda Beach from the 3rd to the 5th. I think probably from about 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. Go and support the lovely ladies and gentlemen that will be there playing. I'm sure it's really hard on the eyes to watch these people.
And this is super exciting for us because, of course, we've had our lovely guest on the show, Carla Cleveland.
Yes, Team CK will be playing.
Team
so
CK will be
give
playing.
Them your support.
Yeah, go down there and check them out.
Yeah, check them out.
Do we even need to elaborate? We so
no.
Don't. We so don't. No, we do have a lot of events coming up this weekend.
So what's happening on Friday?
Friday is Crass Happening at the Workers' Club in Fitzroy from 8pm to 1am.
Interesting. Saturday?
Saturday we've got the Brawl Room Blitz.
The Brawl Room Blitz.
That is, of course, a roller derby at the Puck Handlers Stadium from 6pm to 10pm. Check out our Facebook page for more information
about
that.
Are the ladies we
with
are they playing there?
They'll be there, I believe.
Oh, well, there we go. Good. Mm. Good luck.
It's very exciting. Also, that night...
Yes.
We've got Blonde on the Bay from 7.30 to midnight. Midnight? Yeah, midnight. Okay.
Yeah, well...
Central Pier Dock 9, you've got to be on time as the boat won't wait. You can go to www.blondeontherocks.com.au for more information. So if you want to
very
get...
Very hard for lesbians to be on time, but please, ladies, be on time because they will leave without you.
They will leave without you. So this is... Really? A boat?
Yeah. They did it last year.
They did?
Yeah.
Where was I?
I don't know.
Okay. That sounds promising.
I remember hearing it from people who went.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel so Arel lost went. Right now. Arel went.
Yes.
Oh, Arel, how was it? Can you let us know, please?
Sunday.
Sunday. It's a big day.
It is a big day.
It's a big day for Victoria.
It is.
Would you say a big day for Victoria? I would say
oh,
a
yeah.
Big day.
Big day for Melbourne.
Big day for Melbourne. All right. The Pride March, of course, is on in St Kilda.
So you can go and watch the beach volleyball and then see the Pride March and then go back to beach volleyball.
You
see?
Can. It works.
It
I
does
like
work.
It. Go to www.midsummer.org.au for more information about Pride. Get out there and you can march after the march.
And what's happening after kidding. The march?
Lick at Pride March. We love our lick events.
We do.
Everyone gets a bit licked.
The Saint Hotel
in Kilda. The Saint Hotel in Kilda. 12pm to 1am. So you can go up there and actually watch the march. So we'll be there.
We will. And Thursday.
Thursday.
In a week.
Thursday.
What's happening?
1 week from now, 9th of February.
Oh, I love your cracky little voice.
Cracky little voice. I don't know what's going on tonight. I need some water.
Bimbos.
Water. With my PA.
Bimbos meetup. 6:30, ladies.
Bimbos. We are.
Come and visit. Come and say hello.
We are having our monthly Bimbos meetup.
We are.
From 6:30pm on the 9th of Feb. Is it the 9th? Because you've written 12th and I'm confused.
Possibly. I don't know.
Good work, Basha.
I don't know.
So
I could have been looking at the wrong year on the calendar.
Check out our Facebook group. It's called Bimbos on Brunswick, and it is a monthly Thursday meetup. You can see the schedule on there for upcoming ones as well. Also, don't forget Midsummer is still live and kicking. So go to www.midsummer.org.au for more information on events during our summer season.
I think we just like the 12th. Sorry. Had to go there.
You like 12.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to do an update about 5 and 5.
We are going to do an update about 5 and 5.
Well, I haven't organised a date yet and I'm supposed to be going on a date. I should go on my first date this weekend.
Maybe we could find you a date at Pride.
Yeah, I don't want to... Yeah, okay, that's fine. We can do that. But I don't want to be going on a date on Valentine's Day because that's just creepy. That screams desperation and that's just weird.
Maybe we could put you on like on Gaydar Girls or something.
No.
Why?
I don't know. Anyway, I went to places where there were lots of straight people. It's very difficult to ask people out when you're surrounded by straight people.
All right, so 5 in 5 is, of course, the other project that we were talking about. Basha is going to do 5 dates.
In 5 weeks.
In 5 weeks.
So there's no date.
And this is week one and you have no date.
No. But it's not technically a date a week, so I'm still in the okay zone.
So go to www.5and5.com.au for more information about how you can raise awareness for urban poverty and help out those needy people around us.
And how is your organising me? If you were going to organise two dates for me.
Yeah, I'm on it. I am.
You are?
I have a whole heap of men. No, I'm just kidding.
Yay!
You can date some men. Joy. Oh. Joy. Joy.
There's a lot of men here. They're great fun.
Yeah, maybe you could date a gay man.
Yeah, they're always fun. They're always entertaining.
I wouldn't have a problem with you dating a gay man as your co-host. That would be okay with me.
Thanks for that. I need your permission in life.
You totally do. You might not realise it, but you do.
Well, I was laughing because one of my friends kindly sent me this this blog. It's called Social Skydiving, and it's all about how to talk to strangers.
Well, I think you need that, don't you?
I don't have a problem talking to strangers. It's just that when you're in a very straight environment, it's very difficult to pick up or talk to people when they're all straight because it's just weird.
Yeah,
but
weird.
He's given here a few pointers and tips about talking to strangers. So he's basically saying figure out what you want. So what kind of a social life do you want? What kind of a person do you want to meet? All that kind of thing. And then he goes small chunk it.
Small.
So every day he says your goal should be to go up to a complete stranger and say hey.
Well, maybe that's what you could start doing to go on your dates. Just say hello to strangers. That could work for you.
Could work.
I did read this whole blog. I know you think that I don't read things that you send me, but I did read the whole thing. And
it was a page, that's why.
Okay.
Then it says let go of your ego.
Let go
if
of
you
ego.
Get told to F off, then that's okay, or just brush it off and just move on. You know, you'll all get rejected. And basically get out of your house.
Oh, that's, yeah. That
interesting?
Then.
But so he was talking about it? Learning to talk to strangers, so he says people don't bite. Well, I know a few biters. And rejection is no big deal.
Well, rejection isn't a big deal. That's the thing. Just pick yourself up and try again.
And yeah, authenticity is the silver bullet.
Authenticity is the silver. What does that even mean?
It means that if you're honest and a nice person, that those qualities shine through. If you're sort of a bit dodgy or you're trying to pretend you're something, you know.
No facade.
Facade. What is facade? It's facade.
It's the bogan way of saying it.
That's the bogan way. Okay, good. Yeah, and he's also saying here that people around you aren't watching. So if you're self-conscious that people around you are watching you and judging you, they're actually not.
They're not watching. They're listening, Basha, and they're laughing at me.
Yes, your facade. I love that.
Oh, it's all class. You're...
You're on Joy with Basha and Tian on Lei Ling.
I think we can officially say that I've recovered from my laughing, hysterical laughing now.
Basha. That'll teach you for trying to use big words. I have the script in front of me and the screen in front of me, so she can't see me.
Because you're just going to keep making me laugh. You're
I'm
making
not.
Me laugh because I can't
I'm not
see
doing
you.
Anything. if you see me anyway.
Oh,
well, ladies we and gentlemen, we hope you enjoyed our show. We had fun. We had a lot of facade.
You're funny.
Oh, I'm loving that.
You're hilarious.
So we'll be back the same time next week.
We will be back same time next week.
Have a lovely and safe weekend, people.
And safe journey if you're heading home.
Yes.
And safe evening if you're heading out.
Yes.
That's really all we got.
All right.
Okay.
Good night. We love you all.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.